Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Oh, I see what you've done there. You've downloaded the podcast and you've landed with us.
Lucky. No, not tut tut. Lucky.
What do you mean not tut tut? What's tut tut? Oh, not tut tut. It's not tortoise.
Oh, so you're tut tut tut. Yes. G'day. I'm from Australia.
All I can say is if you have downloaded the podcast accidentally, today is the first day of the rest of your life. With us.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice.
Jade, Straney and Damien.
Yeah, good work. Sucked in.
No. Life just got a whole lot better.
It did.
A whole lot brighter, a whole lot more beautiful.
Yeah, I know. You went to Dax Shepherd podcast and then you went, hang on, Jade, Straney and Damien. Oh, well, all right, then I'll stay here. Hey, free phone calls forever. Well, not forever, but for 6 hours at least.
Oprah Winfrey's giving them away, isn't she?
Yeah, you get a phone. You get a phone. You get a payphone. We talk about that in the topic train. That comes
it's
up.
Good
a
we
bit
are. It's worth downloading stuff like us because you get that. You get the free stuff. We're going to be talking to you about parenting as well.
Yep.
Yeah. And also, you know, about kids and how cranky they make you. Yeah. A lot of stuff going on.
Who would be, if you were to jump on a payphone, who's the first call you'd make? Like, who would you call?
Vodafone to check my balance. No. I would call Eileen.
Do you know her number off the top of it?
Of course I do.
Jade, what about you? It's the first call.
See, I'd call my mum because she is the only number that I know off the top of my head. Both Alani and Milko have got new phone numbers and I don't know them.
Yeah. That's the difficulty, isn't it? I mean, now with a mobile phone, we just rely on going, call Jade. Boom. It comes up. Done.
Yeah.
We don't need to do. We don't need to know numbers.
We don't
anymore.
Even put in last names anymore.
Nah.
Now what we do is we put some sort of abbreviation about who they are. Jade Radio.
You know? Jade Work Wife. Damien Work.
Work Wife.
Yeah. Exactly.
Hey, you're all right, darling.
Can you say bitch? Work bitch.
Yeah, he is my work bitch. Hey, here's what happened today. Have a good one,
Damien. Who wears the parenting pants in your household?
Parenting pants, as in who is El Grumpo and who is El Nicer?
generally with the parents, you have the good cop, bad cop. You know, there's the parent that's a bit of a pushover, and then there's the other parent who's like lays down the law.
You know what? Eileen's a lot more laid back than me. We kind of take it in turns. If I'm being totally honest, we kind of take it in turns. I have a fuse, you know, and once you light that fuse, whoom, I completely convert. I become Jekyll and Hyde. I go. I'm the cool dad.
Which one are you, Jekyll or Hyde?
I can't remember who's the nice one and who's the bad one. But anyway, I go for a while. I'm pretty cool for a while. I'd go so far as to say I'm awesome. Okay, yeah. I'm awesome for a while.
Where is this coming from, Jade?
Oh, Milko likes to think that he's, you know, he can be pretty firm when it comes to the kids and when it comes to the girls. He's like, he's firm. He's he uses his dad voice and he goes, oi! Cut it out! Like that universal dad voice.
He's bad cop. You're good cop.
Well, look, the kids don't listen. And kids are smart. They figure out which parent is the one that they can break the easiest.
Yeah, the pushover.
It's hands down him every time.
Yeah.
Because
I can see it.
Arwen is just, she used to have like a sippy cup to take to bed and it had milk in it. And I'm like, man, when she turns four, I'm like, she does not need a sippy cup to take to bed anymore. That's it. Darling, you're four. Moving on. No more sippy cup to bed, okay? That's it. We're not doing it. And so she agreed until she turned four, and then the night of her fourth birthday, she's like, I want a milk. I'm like, you're not having a milk. You're four now. You're a big girl. Good night, darling. Love you. See you later.
Oh,
then
you're mean. Into the lounge room. You're mean. She, you get to bring a bottle of wine to bed. I mean...
Different. When you're an adult, you could do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And when you're
mum's
over 18,
not wet in the bed. Well, not this mum.
So my husband's like, I said, don't give her any, okay? And he's like, no, I won't. Of course I'm not going to. I'm a tough parent. I'm a hard cop. Dad, I want a milk. No. Dad, can I have a milk? No. Dad, can I please have a milk? Last thing I saw before I was taking my own bot to bed was my husband, walking up the stairs. Not only did he get her a milk, he had it in a special glass with ice cubes and a straw.
Oh, oh no. Milko, you push over for shame. Armin's pretty cute, though, I got to tell you. You know, Armin and Lulu, they're very, very cute. Little Henry now as well. I mean, it's hard. She's like, when you're dealing with little cute kids, it's very hard to just be mean to them, isn't it? I mean, I couldn't. I mean, gee.
Kicking kittens, isn't it? You just can't. You've got to be tough, mate.
You've got to
be tough.
You know, you can be mean. Oh. I find it really easy to be mean.
So you're the mean guy.
Yeah, because I'm just not just mean to my kids. I mean to everyone's kids. I mean to Jude's kids. And I mean to Mrs. Leith kids too. So I mean to every kid. It doesn't matter which kid it is. Hey, I mean to them all.
Call a mean dad. That could be a new thing. Call a mean dad and you get straight through to Straighty.
Oh, no, that's right. And you're the reason I'm still taking my bot to bed.
Yes, that's right.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straighty and Damien on Wave FM 96.5. Worldwide. Weird.
All right, a couple of... strange little stories for you from around the world. First one, and this is just when we all get our vaccines and we can fly overseas, just be very, very careful when you get to Texas. Because in Texas, get this, guys, they have now got acid-shooting land lobsters.
What?
Yes, it is a true...
acid-shooting land lobsters.
It sounds like something a pirate say. Arr, you're an acid-shooting land lobster.
You're saying be scared of them, but if they're shooting acid to you, shouldn't you just open your mouth and like, whoa.
What kind of acid?
Shrimmiest lobster ever, dude.
I like your style. Not that
the
sort of
acid. The lobsters can talk. It's like SpongeBob SquarePants. There's a lobster.
It would be wonderful if this is hydrochloric. Chloric acid. This is the sort of acid that would really hurt you. So
real acid trip.
So just be careful if you're over in Texas and you happen to come across a couple of lobsters and you go, I might eat these guys. Just check. Are they the acid shooting type? All right.
How do you check? Do they come with instructions on them or just how do you check?
When you're checking, wear some glasses.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they pee out of their face. Don't forget that.
That's right. So just be very careful. Now, next thing, there is a new politician over in Fiji who has just joined Twitter for the first time.
All right.
And he's having a great time using Twitter. He's really enjoying it. He writes lots of messages. Bulla friends, I hope your evening
What's
going.
What's his name?
His name, you want his name? Because you know I'm not going to be able to say this.
I'm on Twitter.
Tika Tuandua.
I'm not even going to ask. Don't worry about it.
Tika Dua. Oh, no. Tika Dua Dua.
Tika Dua Dua.
Yeah. Tika Dua Dua. So he's enjoying using Twitter. He's never been on it before. He wrote recently, he said, today I learned that FFS... does not mean Fiji First Supporters. All right. So, he's starting to learn the lingo. Oh, people are writing to him. Somebody called Kit Kat said, you may be new here, sir, but tweeting like a real OG. To which he wrote back, Bulla Kit Kat says, please explain what OG means. I'm assuming it means old girl. All right, so he's new to the whole world, and he's getting there. He's slowly getting there.
I got to follow this guy. He's the beast. He's the beast of Twitter.
He's a bit of a character.
Love it.
What about this? This is the last weird story, and this is a weird one to end on.
Okay.
A poor, unfortunate Nigerian medical student. You know, as part of your medical studies, you've actually got to do work with cadavers.
Yeah.
And people do donate their bodies and all the rest for science. This poor unfortunate was about to do some work on a cadaver and realized it was his really close friend.
Oh, no.
How weird would that be?
That is weird.
I mean, I believe it. The friend must have nominated and all the rest, but I can't even imagine.
Weird. It would freak you out.
It would.
You'd struggle, wouldn't you?
You would.
You'd be really upset, yeah. That's a friend of mine, when she was doing medical school, I said, you know, what's the toughest thing? Like, is it like giving needles or dealing with blood or whatever? And she said, no, the hardest thing is working with the cadavers because some of them still have nail polish on or tattoos and stuff. And that's when you realise, oh, that was actually attached to a person.
Yeah.
You know? So it'd be harder even still if it was a person that you knew.
Just thinking, this guy who's the university student,
couldn't have been a good mate, because if it was a good mate, you would have known your mate's dead.
Well, he probably did. Well, you know, he probably went to the funeral and everything.
Well, look, I think on that merry note, Strady, let's leave this topic.
That is a worldwide weird for today.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Strainey and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Damien and Jade's Topic Train, Topic Train.
All right, so what we do with Wave FM's Topic Train is we give you a couple of big news stories, we flip it, and then we discuss a couple of big issues. 25,312 COVID vaccines were administered yesterday in New South Wales, taking our state now to just shy of 4 million jabs so far, which is amazing. But a healthcare centre in Campsie is copping heat over charging residents for a Pfizer vaccine. Check this out. Up to $250 for a Pfizer vaccine is being investigated by the federal health authorities. The minister warned dodgy GPs will have the book thrown at them. I mean, that's extraordinary, right? $250 for getting the vaccine. They're saying it's like a consult. So they'll say, oh, Jade, if you want to consult with me as the doctor, come in. And if you want the jab, $250 for that consult.
Are you kidding me? It's appalling. I thought the jab was free.
Well, the jab is free. And actually, I'll go one step further. My mate yesterday was getting the Pfizer vaccine. And while he was there, another person from the public was offering people $300 to take their vaccine on their, you know, instead of them.
A vaccine scalper.
Basically buying, a vaccine scalper. Exactly. It was like drug dealing. It was like, hey, I'll give you $300 for your vaccine.
Did he take it?
No. But it's getting crazy. Like, it really and truly is crazy. I had an interesting chat with Kiki yesterday as well, little Kiki, and she said, hey, Dad, have you heard there's a new illness called Delta? And I actually recorded her because I was like, oh, no. And she said, it's COVID, but it's COVID for kids.
Wow.
And I was like, no, Kiki, it's not, you know, and I had to explain it. So, like, you know, it's important right now, I reckon, like, with our kids as well, to make sure they keep them up to date on because they're hearing news from all over the place. And obviously it's a mutant, it's a variation, and it is more, you know, it spreads a lot easier and all the rest. And I suppose everyone's susceptible to it. But when she said it, I was like, oh, gee, you know, we've got to really make sure the information that's out there is correct, that when people are getting vaccines, you know, they know that it's meant to be free. It's not meant to cost you anything. And this whole scalping nonsense, forget it. That's rubbish.
Really is extraordinary. All right, so, guys, I've got another one.
Oh.
Call everyone you know.
Oh.
Australian payphones are now free calls from any public payphone across the country under a brand new initiative from Telstra. Standard national calls from Telstra's network of more than 15,000 payphones.
Wow. Is that many payphones?
Yeah, 15,000 payphones are now free from today, while the payphones will become completely coinless from October the 1st. There is a six-hour limit, though. So I'll tell you what, I couldn't make a call to my mum. God, she can talk forever. I love it to death.
Get through the pleasantries.
Yes.
6 hour limit.
6 hour limit. Hey, when was the last time you used a payphone?
I know I used one back in Ireland many years ago, and I remember going into the payphone box and it was kind of a uriny sort of smell. but that was, it was just that particular payphone. Mm. But look, I can't even think of where I've seen one, to be honest. 15,000 of them.
We've
got one in Jamboree.
Do you?
Yeah, just out the front of the School of Arts.
Yeah, I mean, 1985 is a nice place. So that's where we're from.
We don't have any public transport, but we've got a payphone.
We've got a payphone.
So we can call for help or for an Uber now.
Yeah, interesting you say that.
Your payphone is one of those dial-up ones, isn't it? You turn it for each number.
We'll have to go through a switchboard. They still have them.
It'd be good to hear because, Jade, you say you've got one in Jamboree. I can't remember the last time I've seen one across the Illawarra.
So there's one in Jamboree. That's the only one I know of that off the top of my head. Yeah, Where else is there a payphone?
No idea.
Anyway, you know, it's actually a really good thing. People can stay in touch, especially right now with COVID. It's a good initiative by Telstra, so I like your style, guys. Good on you.
When you said a standard call, does that mean you have to ring another landline or can you ring mobiles?
Standard national call. So standard national call, which means a phone-to-phone. So I suppose you could with the mobile.
Yeah, within the country.
Yeah.
Good on them.
I don't remember anyone's mobile number anyway.
Yeah, so that's right.
I'm cancelling my Vodafone now.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Hey, Jade, kids are gorgeous, aren't they? I mean, there's no doubt. Yeah. They're gorgeous little
most
people.
Most of the time. Most of the time, they're beautiful.
Yeah, see, now, most of the time, you've nailed it with that, because I'm about to share something with you that it may astound you. It may take you to a whole other plane of your life, all right? What I find with my kids, okay, my kids in general, and kids in general, is that they're gorgeous, they're wonderful, but at times they do things that you are frustrated and you're angry about, but at the same time, you also kind of find a bit funny. So then you're left conflicted. You don't know how to deal with it. Something happened the other day, and I'm not going to name which child did this, okay? I have to protect the innocent, all right? Or the guilty in this case. I've got to protect...
Yeah, I was going to say.
There's one kid that definitely did this, but I'm not going to say who it was.
Mate, we all know.
No!
If there's somebody who's a bit naughty, we all know which kid.
No, you don't. Don't name anyone, okay? There's three kids in the Leith household. Look, telemarketers call our phone all the time. We have a house phone line. Believe it or not, we actually have one. It was my idea. I thought we needed it for protection. Eileen always says... What
for protection?
No, like if we're out of the house and the kids can call, if they ever needed to call the police or something like that.
Yeah, no, I get that. That
and
makes sense.
I got it for that reason. But now the only people who ever ring it are telemarketers. That is the only people that ring it. And yeah, we know straight away, if it rings, you don't answer it. Yeah. So we have a phone that is actually called Don't Answer. You know, but anyway, this telemarketer had called me a couple of times, and I was giving out about it. I was saying to Eileen, I was like, geez, I'm sick of this telemarketer. It just keeps calling me. I get a call from Broome, and then I get it from Nigeria, and then I get it from somewhere else. And it's the same same guy that keeps getting on, trying to sell me power. Mm. Yeah. And I was giving out. And Jagger, sorry.
And the child that shouldn't be named, who we all knew it was, has now been ousted.
And a child from my household. Oh, I can't continue this story now.
So a child,
The phone rang again. I said, don't answer this, that stupid company trying to get in touch again. Mm. And the child in question said, let me deal with it. Let me answer it.
Wow.
Okay. Just having fun. I went, go on. Got the phone, brought it in to us. It's a cordless one. And went, hello. And yes, it was the telemarketer. And the child in question said, wait a second.
Wait a second.
And then the child in question took the receiver, put it to his behind.
Oh, no.
And let a humongous one down the line.
And did you giggle like you are now at him?
I was astounded. Eileen and I looked at each other in absolute, like, oh my God, did that just happen? It was disgraceful. It was terrible. It was also hilarious. To make it even more hilarious, the person on the other end of the line started laughing as well. You could hear the other person.
At least they got the joke.
Everyone shared in the humor.
Yes.
Oh, such simple humor.
I
frightened everyone's day.
I was astounded. I was flat.
But it
was clearly some happy gas.
Yeah. One of those moments where you are just so mad with the child, you can't really do too much. You can't be mad, can you? You've just got to laugh.
Well, yeah, you've got that split second moment where I'm either going to be really angry about this or I can just go, well, you know, congratulations. I can't believe you could do that on demand.
So, Illawarra, we want to find out from you, when were you so mad you laugh?
Shocked.
Exactly.
Shocked beyond belief.
Nikki, who's in Albion Park?
Oh, I could name a list, but a few, that one in particular child who was quite a good offender at it, was my son, who I was putting his older sister in an ambulance who had... she had appendicitis. We were trying to get her into the ambulance. She was frightened. And the ambulance driver's yelling, excuse me, that little boy there just cut that little girl's hair off. I turn around and my son had chopped his sister's hair off with a pair of scissors.
Oh, my God.
And the ambulance driver's saying, you still got the scissors? I'm like, oh, my God. But I looked at my daughter, who is standing there 2 years old, fluffing her hair, saying, Mark, I'll do that. And I'm like, oh. And I just laughed and I said, I haven't finished with you yet. And I just put the other one in the ambulance, said, I'll deal with your head and I'll deal with you later.
That's the worst though, Mum. That is the worst when you say, I'll deal with you later.
I'll deal with you later. This is not over.
That's right. They know what's coming. When did your child make you so angry all you could do was laugh, Jade?
Oh, I feel like this is something that happens nearly every other day in my household. Yesterday, for example, and I will name names, the four-year-old Arwen, she has just lost her texter license because yesterday she'd been doing lots of, she loves doing drawing and stuff. She's very creative and it's so lovely that she likes to draw and do lots of craft, but she also likes to draw everywhere. She was up in a room for a while and I went up there just to check on her, see how she was going, and she'd drawn a masterpiece on the wall in texter. And I was like, oh, and you know you only let to draw on paper. We don't draw on furniture. We don't draw on walls. And she looked at me and she goes, but Mummy, I don't have any photos of us as a family, so I thought I'd draw one.
Oh, you can laugh at that. That's
She just played you. She played you.
She
knew what she was doing there.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I spent the most time on you, Mum. Look, see, here's your pretty hair and your dress.
She
and
is all over
you
it.
With a glass of wine.
All over it. We're going to go to Jenny in Corrimal. Tell us, when were you so mad that you just had to laugh?
Well, I was putting some washing away and I thought my daughter was in her room. And then I've heard a bang and I've gone out into the kitchen and here she is with all the milk all over herself, all over the floor. And I went, my God. And she goes, the cow did it. I said, how'd the cow do it? And she goes, he bumped me when I was drinking it.
The cow did it. I mean, that's a bit of a stretch. Although she did do the link with the milk and all. I like
exactly.
it.
Yeah, yeah, very clever very kid. Clever. We're going to go to Kaima. Amy's online.
Amy, all right. What did your kid do that just made you so angry you laughed your head off?
Well, I've got a lot of kids and three were involved this time.
Oh,
I had just put the baby downstairs and I came upstairs and they were fighting with kitchen utensils right next to the 4-foot fish tank. They've missed. One of them missed the other child, which probably was a good thing. Hit the fish tank, and as I've walked up the stairs, I've watched the glass just shatter, and fish and water are just flopping out all over the lounge room floor. Big fish. My girlfriend knocks on the door. I'm like, go get me some towels and a bucket. Quick.
I don't mean to laugh,
and
but that is actually hilarious.
The fish were jumping back out of the bucket.
Oh no!
Oh
no!
Oh my God!
That is a rip.
That is a
yeah. Our final call for this morning. When did your child do something that made you so angry you just had to laugh? Jade, we've got Vanessa from Port Kembla online.
Oh, Vanessa, tell us what happened in your household.
When my son was about two, I was in the kitchen doing the dishes. And I thought, I'll just go check to see what he's doing. And I walked into his bedroom and all I could see was just this big cloud of smoke. He had tipped all the whole talcum powder, brand new one, the big one, all over himself, all over his bed, because he wanted to make clouds and make himself smell pretty. I was sucking up talcum powder for months afterwards. He had it in his ears everywhere.
They're funny. I mean, kids do crazy. They really do. They do funny stuff. I remember seeing Kiki one time. She had put lipstick, her and her friend, all over their entire face.
Yeah.
And lipstick stays. It's hard to get lipstick off.
Exactly.
We'll do the same thing.
Hey, Illawarra, there are plenty of comments. Add to it today. Go to our Facebook page, WaveFM 96.5.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on WaveFM 96.5.